Welcome to Disney Through Our Eyes, the podcast from Eye to Eye, Kyle and Jessica. You're listening to the audio-only portion of our weekly segment where we discuss what's going on in the world of Disney through our eyes.
Since this is primarily a video podcast, you'll sometimes hear us referencing things we are showing on screen. We encourage you to go check out our YouTube channel if you want the full experience. Links for that will be in the description for this episode.
Regardless of how you enjoy our content, we're thankful you're here to share and discuss what's going on in the wide world of Disney.
Welcome back to I2I, the place where we talk about anything and everything Disney. My name is Kyle.
And my name is Jessica. And before we get started, if you haven't already, please consider subscribing to our channel, turning on the notification bell, and liking this video.
If you'd like to help support the content that we do here on this channel, please consider joining the Powerline, which is our channel membership program. You can find the links for that in the description or up above in the video. This is called Disney Through Our Eyes, where we get together at least once a week, usually just once a week, and we talk about what's on our mind in the whole Disney spectrum. Parks, movies, Star Wars, Marvel, all that stuff that Jessica doesn't like to talk about.
So usually your topic is super relevant, and my topic is a rant.
You know, one of us has to be relevant, right?
One of us has to be ranty.
Yes, you love to be ranty, which I love personally. It's basically the Disney version of Family Guy's "This is what grinds my gears" type of thing.
Aww.
It's kind of what I
would love that segment. This is what grinds my gears.
You would so love a segment on the news where you could just grind your gears a little bit.
Honestly, though.
All right, give me a clue about what your topic for this week is going to be.
Helium.
Do what? Helium? Or are we going to suck up helium and make voice? Because a lot of other people sense for us.
No, but what does helium go in?
Balloons? Ooh, okay. Well, mine is going to be related to a Disney park. And I think a lot of
people... An opening, possibly.
Stop giving mine away! So this week, a lot of people have been paying attention on social media as something very exciting has been happening in Disney parks. Now, first of all, Jessica, the thing that's interesting for me, we're huge Disney World fans, we're closer to Disney World, I've been to Disneyland, you haven't.
Never.
But yet, we have talked more about in this series about Disneyland than really anything, just because it's the thing that's like...
That's true, you keep bringing up Disneyland, I've never brought up
Disneyland. I'm not trying to, it's just you know...
You're throwing out hints, Jessica, we need to go to Disneyland, let's go to Disneyland.
I can't right now. Of course, and yes, we'll talk about why in just a second, but I would love to go to Disneyland, but it's hard when it costs so much money to go to a Disney park anyway, and Disney World is I'm sorry, better than Disneyland.
It has more things to do. More
yes,
options.
Yes.
So if that's what you're looking
quantity
for.
And
you're
quality.
You're looking for quality, quantity, accessibility. Disney World is the one for us.
So, if you haven't found out, Disneyland has reopened somewhat from their COVID-19 closure, which was 412 days of no Disneyland whatsoever. No California Adventure, no Downtown Disney, no Grand California, no Paradise Pier, no Disneyland Hotel. Well, technically, they've been opening up some of the diners. And they opened up Disney Springs first. Yep. That was kind
you
of...
You mean Downtown Disney?
But Disney Springs for us. They opened up that earlier than they did the actual parks and some of the resorts and things like that.
And they've had some soft opening, weird events.
Yes.
That some of the Disneyland people we followed
They were allowed into the front part of the parks where a lot of the...
The food and things were...
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but officially...
But for all intents and purposes, 412 days.
412 days of no Disneyland. Can you imagine Walt Disney? Obviously he would do the right thing,
Of course. Well, we don't actually know that.
Well, let's assume that Walt Disney would do his part to help everybody during the pandemic.
Yes.
Okay, I think that's not a far leap to go to.
Probably not.
But could you imagine the kid that he was, knowing that his park is not open to the public for 412 days? That's just...
It's a long time.
That's... that gives me anxiety just thinking about it.
Well, when you think about, revenue, and I know not everything's about money and not everything's about business, but this is a business.
Right.
And you have to think about the people whose jobs this affected, who lost their jobs. I think we forget the human aspect of the pandemic as well. It's not like you can be a virtual cast member. It's not like that these people could...
I'm thinking of ways that you could be a virtual
cast
member right
they
now.
They could have done Zoom and made people pay to get in.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, there are some people who were really blessed that their jobs allowed them to be virtual.
Right.
And they still made an income. Some of these cast members didn't get that luxury. And you just really think, like, that's really hard. 412 days of potentially, I mean, I know Disney probably took care of them, but potentially no income, no job,
no idea
of when it was coming back. Like, that's just a lot of unknown and a lot of fear, I'm sure. It would have been a lot of fear for me.
Well, and on it, to be real, some of them, unfortunately, weren't able to be taken care of because they couldn't afford to not let people work for, you know, as any business would not be able to do that for months and all, well over a year. 412 days. Think about that. That's just crazy.
Yeah.
Here's something. You want to feel good about this?
Please.
I think everybody has seen the video on social media of their reopening video, welcoming everybody back. And you want to get a little misty-eyed?
When the cast member started crying?
Well, it wasn't even that. Like, that was like...
That touched my heart.
That got you?
Yeah.
Well, here's what I was going to say, is that somebody in the video mentioned that Walt Disney's apartment...
In Main Street,
the lamp is always lit no matter what, and it stayed lit the entire time. You want to talk about inspiration? Like, obviously, it's just a feel-good thing that they do.
A light stayed on.
But it's the symbolism that Walt Disney, his vision, and it never died. It's always been there no matter how dark things got from all this. Now let's talk about the fact that only Californians can go.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that. That hurts my feelings. But I get it. Like, I get that they have to do soft opening.
Right.
You know, we have to do this slowly. And I'm sure they're... Because is Disney World still at 30% capacity?
I don't remember what capacity they're at this point. But it's
But I'm still sure limited.
Somewhat, I'm
And I'm sure Disneyland is limited. Even with just California residents, I'm sure it's still like a something percent.
Well, if you think about it too, you were seeing a lot of like videos with people going into parking garages there and it was like empty, you know. And these are people getting there, you know, at decent, not like super early times, you know, just regular times. And they're like, what is this? It's like a ghost town.
If we lived in California and lived close, Kyle, I would have taken the day off work to be the first day back.
Absolutely.
I would have so been there like, hello, welcome, I'm here, we're back. I would have like eaten all the Disney pretzels, all the things, the churros. I would have just like, I wouldn't even have had to ride the rides. I would have just been so excited that something normal was open. Because California's really been shut down a lot. So it's really lucky that they have something normal.
All right, let's flip this on its head for a second here. Imagine Disney World had been closed for 412 days. I know.
I can't imagine.
Just imagine.
Our fabulous Disney trip in December would not have happened.
You live vicariously through these Californians that are getting to go into Disneyland for the first time in 412 days. If Disney World had been that way for you, what is the first thing? Like, you could only do one thing immediately walking into the Magic Kingdom. What would you have done?
Oh, Magic Kingdom.
Well, just because it's the most relevant to Disneyland.
I was going to say Tower of Terror.
Well, let's try to keep it like in relevance to Disney.
In Magic Kingdom, Splash Mountain.
Splash Mountain.
I would beeline it. Like, you would have had to have like dogs chasing me to stop me, because I know all the cast members would be like, "Ma'am, don't run. See ya."
You know what I would have done? I would have gotten a Dole Whip, and I would have. I still don't think those rockers are there anymore on the Frontierland porch.
Oh yeah, they took those out during the pandemic.
Well, I think they took those out beforehand, but I would find a place to sit in Frontierland and just watch people go by.
Nope, I'd be riding all the rides.
Of course you would, but to me, like, I just need a moment to like take it in.
I know you need time to process.
I'd probably sit on Main Street, to be honest with you.
Honestly, that would be fine.
She's like, that would be fine, Kyle. How boring are you?
If it had been 412 days, you might even get me on Space Mountain. Like,
Okay, Disney World, you want to close so we can get her on Space Mountain?
No, I don't love Space Mountain, but I digress.
Here's the other thing, too, is, you know, just think about, like, Disneyland. It's a little bit smaller. It's a little bit more intimate.
Yeah.
A little bit more packed into.
Yeah.
These Californians are experiencing Disneyland in a whole new way now. So this is... It's a terrible thing that we've all been through, that Californians have been through, but now they're seeing their park in a brand new light.
Right.
Like, we've seen Disney World in a brand new light. We've not been able to walk down Main Street without bumping elbows with somebody. And
it's
now it's like, you know, it is in some ways. I miss the crowds.
I don't. They can stay home.
I enjoy that.
It's so wonderful not having to wait 2 hours for a ride. It's also so wonderful not having to, like, I don't know, wait an hour for a restroom. Like, it is just...
What restroom are you going to wait an hour?
Pirates of the Caribbean is always packed.
Well, maybe you should try a different one.
Well, I can't go in the men's.
I mean, you can't, but like the Tangled one, there's right across the way you could have gone to.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
And that's the nice one, too.
I'm just saying.
One episode in the future, we need to rank the bathrooms of Disney World.
There are some bathrooms.
No, I was going to say good ones. There's a lot of good ones. Toy Story one. Anyway, we'll do that for another time.
Oh, yeah, the Toy Story one is so good.
I never thought we'd be getting excited about bathrooms.
Okay, Kyle. So I talked about my bonus word, my little buzzword being helium.
I'm very concerned that helium is the clue because I feel like you've been testing things with helium, sucking in helium.
Well, just things I
just want a little stencil.
No, I'm teasing.
Oh, Hannah.
So listen, no, my topic is actually a new balloon that was introduced, and I have a photo of it, so maybe you can
I'll put it in there. You send it to me, I'll put it in there, hopefully.
We'll see. Maybe it's on the screen. So we always talk about the Disney balloons, and we're at, like, Magic Kingdom. Mainly Magic Kingdom and Disney Springs. Yes. I almost said Downtown Disney because you were talking Disneyland. So the balloons are one of those things, like, as a parent, I know I'm going to be drawn to get my child a balloon, even though they're like $1 million for this dang balloon. Like, I think they're so expensive for what they are, but I do love that how it looks and, you know, all the pictures you can take with it and you can tie it to your stroller and yada, yada, yada. I just think they're really cute. And I do expect that one day in the future, we will have a child that would like the balloon.
Well, of course. So, it's a very simple thing, you know, the balloon.
$15? That balloon better never die.
Now, what balloon? Am I jumping the gun here? Do I need to let you finish?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
I feel like you're getting ranty. So.
That's your job, not
my
mine.
My topic does involve a little bit of a rant. So there's a new balloon that just debuted. And it's really cute. It's an Up balloon. So the Up balloon is, it's got the balloon. It's a balloon of balloons. You know, okay. It looks like a bunch of different balloons. It's just one balloon. And then there's the Up house at the bottom of it. It is so cute. It's really adorable. Looks just like the cover of the movie Up. You know, it's got all that. However, every day they sell them in Disney Springs. They only sell 30 of them. That just breaks my freaking little heart. And here's why. Listen to me. Here's why. First of all.
Here she goes, folks.
But listen, first of all, supply and demand. Obviously, these balloons are going to be in big demand. Like, Up is one of those weird cult classics for Disney that, I mean, I've seen the movie. I like it. I don't get the hype, but it's fine. That's a thing. You know, everybody loves Up.
That first 10 minutes, though, of the movie.
Oh, it's too hard.
Yeah, it's too, it's rough.
It's real rough. But anyway, you know what I mean? Like, Up has this weird cult following. So, okay, yeah, you make a balloon about it, even though the movie's real old, but okay. But then second of all, you make the balloon, but you only sell 30 of them so that when there are kids walking around, they're like, I want that balloon, Daddy. And the dad's like, fine, let me shell out $400 for this balloon. And then you can't even buy it. So then the kid's screaming, the dad's upset, and there's no more balloons. So I'm just not understanding that marketing strategy of, not done. Of only 30 balloons, when you know if they made more, that they would sell more, and then people would be happier. Because isn't the whole thing about Disney World is it's the most magical place on earth, the happiest place on earth?
Right,
all the
for
things.
A price.
I get it, but the price would remain the same whether they have 30 balloons or 300 balloons. And I'm just feeling like it's really poor strategy to have a set number of balloons, because then it forces people to get to Disney Springs early to get this balloon, if that's really what they want, and then they're stuck carrying this dang balloon around all day.
Okay, so let me break this down for you just a little bit, because I'm trying to think of this from a marketing and a business standpoint. So supply and demand, right?
Yeah.
So this is a specialty item. First of all, let's talk about the item itself.
I haven't
seen it yet. Next time, you need to show me,
so I'll
be able to like look at it.
Yes.
But you described it as a balloon of balloons.
Like No. It is one balloon.
Right, a balloon.
But there's like paintings on it. Or,
so it's painted.
You know, maybe not painted, but it's within the balloon. Like there's no little balloons within the big balloon.
Okay.
It's just pictures on the big balloon.
Okay. So, but it's supposed to look like the cluster of balloons are up with a house and all that kind of stuff. So, as you said, this is a cult classic.
Right.
Like it's just going to be, people love it. Like I don't think anybody hates Up.
No,
but like people who love it.
There are some people that are like so obsessed with Up, it is weird.
People who love it just absolutely love it. They have to have this stuff. So they know that they can upcharge it as you. How much did you say?
Upcharge.
I didn't even realize I did that.
That was funny.
But
I don't actually know the cost.
I I would bet that that's a hefty price in terms of relative to what a balloon is.
Because I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the regular Mickey balloons, like the Mickey within the circle globe one, are like $15.99.
Yeah.
I think. So I'm betting.
How do you feel about those balloons?
Oh, I think they're adorable, but not worth $15.99.
But for a child one day, one time.
But we will buy it.
Here's the thing. Yes. You don't need to buy these things.
But we will.
At the beginning of the day. Because you got to keep up with it all day. It's got to be one of those things.
If you have a stroller now, I don't mind it if you've got the stroller.
Right.
Because it is easier to find your stroller.
Well, but unless you go
unless everybody has it.
Cluster. Can you just imagine? It's like, hey, find the one with the
blue. It's got a pink. Yeah. Honey, it's got the pink balloon on it.
Like they probably made like one yellow one that day. It's like, give me that one. Just right. So I know. It's like my marker for my stroller.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I think obviously we'll buy them. All right. Back to the up thing. I think it's actually smart on their part. I'm not saying I agree with it, like, and like, I want that to happen, but I understand it. Like, it's going to sell fast for the price. So if there's supply and demand, people get there faster. And think about it this way. In the times that we're in, during a pandemic, it's an easy way to spread people out if, you know, they've got to go early to Disney Springs to go get that.
I mean, I get it.
Think how many Instagrammers out there want their picture.
I know.
With this.
But and that's what's irritating me is because not everybody has. I think it just bothers me because then it's not equal balloon rights.
What are you doing?
And I'm saying if not everybody has an equal opportunity to get the up balloon, that is just really sad. Oh. You know, you can find the Mickey balloons everywhere. And you know, if one cast member doesn't have that pink Mickey balloon that you want, or maybe Minnie balloon, the next cast member does. And I've seen the cast members, and they'll literally get in the middle of it and pull that balloon out, the very specific one that the children want.
Well, what if a character wants a balloon too?
But you know what I mean? And so I just think it is very, it's disheartening to me personally.
Right.
That not everybody has the same opportunity to get this balloon. I want the same opportunity for everybody. Because like when I go, my big thing, we all know, are mugs.
Yes.
And
Lord help us, yes.
I love mugs. But if I see on Instagram or social media that there's a new mug and I specifically want that mug, I know there are 800 places I can go to get that one specific mug. Like if it's not at World of Disney, you know, maybe it's sold out. I know that I can go to the Polynesian Resort and it'll be on the wall. Like I just know it. So I just feel that the balloon should be the same way. Like, okay, my kid didn't get the balloon in Magic Kingdom, but we're going to Disney Springs tomorrow. We can get it there. But no, if you're not one of the first 30, boom, you're out of luck. What if you're in line and you see the person buy the last balloon and you're like, crap, now I don't even have it. Then the dads are pawning, you know, they're like, well, I know you paid $30, but I'll pay $40. And, you know, will you just let me pay $5 and I'll let my kid hold it for a second. And the kid lets it go in the air and then it's just gone.
Are you good?
Well, yeah.
You said you were going to rant, but I didn't think you were going to go like that bad
on it. I'm just saying, like,
it's balloons, though.
Right. It's just, why they should make more.
I mean, look, they're probably cheap to make. But if
exactly. So but you don't need to charge $30.
But any specialty item that is not something outside of a Mickey ears inside another balloon, because that's like the standard now, right?
Right.
You know,
right.
Like, that's easy to, well, I say it's easy. I don't know how it actually works.
And I guess it makes it more special if less people get it.
Exactly.
I get that too.
Yes.
I'm just thinking of those poor parents whose children are losing their minds because they wanted that one.
Isn't that on them for parenting to understand? It's like, all right, you make a choice. Either we go get the up balloon at Disney Springs or we go to the Magic Kingdom early.
What if you literally are first people there and you can't find the cast member with the balloons and then...
Life's tough. Get a helmet. Oh, wow. It's Boy Meets World. Those are our topics for this week on Disney Through Our Eyes. Now we want to hear from you in the comments section below. A couple of questions for you to answer. First, on my topic, I want you to tell me what is the first thing that you would do at Disneyland or a Disney park in general if you were missing it for 412 days. We gave you a couple ideas. There's probably some other ideas that you have out there. Probably not going to go buy mugs or balloons or sit and watch people while sipping on a Dole Whip. Probably just go ride rides. Probably what people would say.
And my question is obviously, do you think Disney needs to make more up balloons? More than 30 a day.
So we want to know from you in the comments section below. Keep that conversation going down there. What else should they do, Jessica?
If you haven't already, like I said, please consider subscribing to our channel, turning on the notification bell, and liking this video if you enjoy its content.
And if you want to check out some more in this series, we'll have a playlist available for you in the description, but up above in the video as well. We thank you for tuning in. Until we assemble again,
may the force be with you.
And we'll see you real soon.
Bye, guys.